Hello and welcome to a special C2E2 edition of the Buffering Podcast. We're here with a bonus track on April 12th, 2012, and we are just outside of Chicago, kind of making our way in, and now we're stuck in traffic and things are really preposterous. My name is Adam Erdman, and with me today are Dave Wheeler and Joel Vollmer. Say hello.
Hello.
Yes, yes, so we are here. Dave and Joel just finished up with a ridiculously epic and long game of Build a Title, had a few technical difficulties, and were not able to record it, thanks to the battery life of this recording device, unfortunately. But yeah, here we are, and we're going to talk a little bit about the con, and maybe if you guys are interested, I also thought maybe a little round of movie bluff would be okay. Okay. I mean... Since you've kind of cleansed your palate of the desire to play Build a Title. So.
Alright.
Yeah.
Well, the convention that we're going to is the Chicago Comics and Collectibles Entertainment Expo. Myself, Joel Vollmer, Heidi Folland, and Samir Barrett will be tabling at booth E7 in the Artist Alley.
So, are they going to hear this beforehand?
No, they're not.
But okay, telling them the table.
Yeah, I like
doesn't really help them in
any
way.
I like to put it out there, Jen.
So like 3 weeks from now, they're going to go to the center and be like, table E40, they're not here.
Sorry to raise your hopes,
so
but if you got a DeLorean, crank that baby up to 88 and we're good to go. See
or
you there.
Or a TARDIS. Which would be appropriate. Because,
yes.
Yeah. Doctor Who following there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, of course. The con's looking like it's going to be a fun one. I mean, we got pretty much the whole Mindwave crew, short of our head editor, Whitney Leppard, who was unable to attend. She's down in Charlotte with her family, so that's fine and dandy like nuts and candy. We got a whole bunch of new books debuting and con exclusives and stuff, so I don't know. Joel, what do you got?
In what, for the convention?
I don't know, sure, yeah.
Yeah, what are you bringing?
I have a number of prints and original artwork for sale. The newest piece is based off of the song El Matador by Los Fabulous Cadillacs. And I started it before I had actually thought about, because it's in Spanish and I don't speak that at all. So I basically made a hot lady bullfighter. And then read the lyrics online and found out that it's actually a very political song about people being seized by the police in a very kind of fascist manner. And at that point, I was like, well, I could work that in. But right now, hot lady bullfighter is looking pretty cool. So I guess the bull then will represent the fascist regime, and the sexy bullfighter, of course, represents truth.
There we go.
So I have that, and I have actually two different prints of it. The one is a run of 17 prints, and the other is a mere 7. So that is probably the most interesting, and we'll see how it does.
I'm excited to see it. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, yeah, no, you haven't.
It's neat.
I'm pretty happy with it.
Since this probably won't go up until after the con anyway, is there a place to find your prints online?
You know, one of these days I will actually set up a digital storefront.
You can always
I have not done yet. But at this point, if somebody emails me directly at joel.vollmer@gmail.com, I'm sure we can work something out.
Very cool.
I do have a PayPal account. So payment over the line and shipping can certainly be accomplished.
And throwing it out there, as always, mindwavecomics.com, you can purchase any of the books, most of the prints, and we might, depending on if we have one or two of the C2E2 exclusive left over after the con, they'll be up on the store page. So check it out. Takes PayPal and all that jazz at mindwavecomics.com, or you can go direct at mindwavecomics.com or storenv.com/mindwavecomics. So yeah,
we're moving.
Woo!
We're moving.
Hey, we're going faster than 20 miles per hour.
Dude, we just hit 25.
This is amazing.
Yay! Yay!
We're gonna get someplace sometime.
Eventually.
Someday. Well, we still have 4.9 miles to go before we hit 94 East.
Son of my bitch.
Oh dear.
Where?
Well.
And we're stopping.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, 18 minutes to Monroe's or 33 minutes to the Circle. Hot damn.
Okay. Well, so you've got a little bit of con info there. You now know where to find Joel Vollmer's work and Mindwave Comics as well. And so, what do you think? A little bit of movie bluff? Interested? Sure. Interested, gentlemen?
I don't know what it is.
Oh, you haven't played it yet. Okay.
I have not.
Think, have you ever played 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon?
Yes, once upon a time.
Okay. Well, it's kind of like that.
Okay.
Basically, so here's an example. Let's say...
Let's do a C2E2 example using one of the stars of many popular movies, John Cusack.
John will be Cusack. There. So let's say Dave starts by... You can start by saying an actor or a movie. And Dave, in this example, has said John Cusack, who happens to be an actor. So then he would say movie, and that gets the round started. And so now it's on to me to say a movie that John Cusack has been in. And I will say anything, and because I have no idea who else, the names of anyone else who was in that movie, I'm going to say movie. So Joel, you would name another John Cusack movie.
Okay.
And you can say, after you've said the movie, you can say cast, which is someone else who is in that movie cast,
mm-hmm.
or you can say movie, where I'd have to name another John Cusack movie.
So I would say Ice Harvest and cast.
And I would say, I don't know shit, so I'll say Bill Pullman, which is my generic bullshit answer. In which case, you will now receive a point.
Okay.
Yes.
Or I can call
yes.
a movie, or I can call a that you're bluffing, in mm-hmm. which point you would have to name someone else who is in the cast.
Oliver Platt.
Movie. There you go. See? So therefore, you get the point. Nice. We play to 3 points, so there you go. That's movie bluff.
Okay.
So, Adam, as you are the host, would you like to start?
Absolutely. And going with our comic-themed weekend... I'm going to pick a comic book movie to start with and say Iron Man cast.
Okay, that's to me?
Yep, that's to you.
Jeff Bridges movie.
Nice.
The Big Lebowski cast.
Crap, who else was in that?
I know.
Me too.
Oh my gosh. Oh, duh. Yeah, okay. We're good. Wow. John Goodman movie. There we go.
Blues Brothers 2000.
Whoa.
Cast.
Dan Aykroyd. Cast.
We're still on Blues Brothers 2000?
We yep. are.
Oh, then... Gah. I still haven't seen that one.
Nobody has.
I haven't.
You and my mom.
Oh. Your mom's a classy lady.
Well, I know John Belushi isn't in it.
No.
But Jim Belushi?
He was not in it.
Hmm?
Jim Belushi? He was in it.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty positive.
I think you're wrong.
Well, I'm going to say Jim Belushi movie.
And I'm going to say K-9.
Oh, God.
K-9. K-9.
Yeah.
Huh.
And then I'm going to say movie because I have no idea. No. I am going to say cast. I'm going to say
movie.
Cast.
You already said movie.
No. I was in the process of deciding. Nope.
Joel, you locked it in. I'm sorry.
I don't remember locking it in.
You said
movie.
Movie.
And then I immediately said no, cast.
But you already said movie.
Yes, but once you say...
That's the verbal equivalent of having my hand on the chess piece.
But buffering rules state that once you say movie or cast, you're locked in.
Oh, balls.
So, yep. Dave has to come up with another Jim Belushi movie.
Yes.
And I think I totally got away with saying Jim Belushi. I don't know if he's actually in Blues Brothers 2000.
I don't think he had a credited appearance. I'm thinking about it now, and I remember there being something like a thank you.
Because they bring in the three brothers.
Do they?
In 2000, they do.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure we'd have to IMDb to be sure, but I am like 90% positive that he was actually in it.
Because
it was those three and then the little kid.
No, because it was John Goodman.
Mm-hmm. Dan Aykroyd,
the black dude, and the little kid.
No, Living Belushi brother.
No, it was the black dude. I'm positive because it was one of those weird fucking things because he was like a half brother.
I think we need to look this up.
IMDb.
Now, see, if I were Adam, okay. I would have gone with like B.B. King or Eric Clapton or any.
I would, yeah, I was.
Because they're all at the end of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I figured, but I didn't want to go out on
Frank
a limb.
Oz. Because yeah. Frank Oz was in the original Blues Brothers, and I think they tried to pull a lot of those folks.
Blues Brothers 2000.
Because it was because Goodman, I think, was supposed to be... He was
like the half-brother or something.
Yeah,
like
he was supposed to be a half-brother, and then Black Dude was supposed to be a half-brother, too. It wasn't...
Belushi was in it. Belushi, not dead.
We're past it, though.
I know.
So technically it doesn't matter, but let's see, where is he?
That was just about principle.
Yeah, well, we'll see. It's a long cast list, holy crap.
Yeah, they had a shitload of people in it.
I don't see him yet, but I've got a long way to go.
What if instead of doing that, you simply IMDb'd his name and then looked at what movies he was in?
Yeah.
Because...
Which is a really short list.
Because we're still...
It's like 8 K-9 movies and then like nothing else.
And,
Well, we might still be on Jim Belushi when it comes to my turn, so that would be considered cheating if I were to go that route.
Okay.
Here, how about this? Right. I'll make sure it's not.
Where are we even at? I've forgotten.
We're on Jim Belushi movie.
Okay.
Are you on Jim Belushi or are you on Blues Brothers 2000?
Oh my gosh, there's more. There is even more. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, of all the people you could have gone to easily for that movie.
Yeah, holy crap.
Aretha Franklin.
Yeah.
There are a shit ton of people in this movie.
Yes, there are.
I think this is kind of like an epic fail on your part.
Aykroyd called in like everybody.
Yeah.
I kind of remember him making an appearance, but I don't remember it being credited. Because
if he was, he would be credited as himself.
No, but, he wouldn't have.
I don't know. I have no idea. But I got away with it, and I'm not really seeing his name on the cast list. So
I should have just said Bluff.
Yeah,
But I said K-9.
Yeah, you
and
did.
And then I said movie, even though I wanted to go actor. But
so anyway.
I was overruled.
Yeah.
So I guess you need to name another Jim Belushi movie.
Which would be...
I can only think of one, and I can't think of what the title is.
Say Anything?
Oh, no, that Say Anything is the John Cusack movie.
Yeah.
Never mind.
I was going to say, he's still
in
that.
No. Moon Over Me.
Moon Over Me?
Cast. And there's one dude that I know for sure you would know in it.
Moon, I think you need to bluff that. I don't think that's a real movie.
Yeah, I'm going to bluff it.
It has David Duchovny in it.
You're bluffing. And if I'm wrong, you get the point. So, I'm going to check it.
David Duchovny and go down.
Why not do Jim Belushi?
Oh, that's true.
I mean, that's who you're connecting it to.
Jim Belushi.
Here, I can find it.
Yeah, I got it. IMDb.
So I can think of what was the Jim Belushi? It was Jim Belushi and Arnold Schwarzenegger. Oh. He was a Chicago cop and the Russian cop. And
yeah, I can't remember the name of that.
I want to say it was Red something, but
so what was it called again?
I want to say it was like Moon Over Me or something Over Me.
And that's the tip off that he's bluffing because
I'm not sure
about the title.
Oh, there's K-9.
Yes, it's like all of
like eight of them.
K-9-1-1.
This is gonna be bugging me now. Can I at least look at the movie list so I can see what it's fucking called?
No, that's not how this works. Yeah.
Because we're moving on from Jim Belushi. He starts new with someone else.
That's fine, but
I just want to find out what the fucking name of the movie is.
Yeah, we'll know in a moment here if it's actually there.
Well, and if it's not there,
I'm trying to.
The name of the movie doesn't matter.
It's Something Over Me.
Nope, I'm not seeing anything by that name. It's a long list with lots of unexpected things for Jim Belushi, or James Belushi, as IMDb has. But that is not among them. So, I get a point!
Yay.
So I got one. And so, since we're three people, Joel should start, and it will come to me.
Okay.
Return to me. Damn it.
Oh, return to me.
Yeah.
Definitely not
over.
No.
Not Moon Over Me at all.
I was trying to remember it. God damn it. I don't make fun of you, asshole.
You don't?
I don't make fun of you about the movie titles.
Ah, yeah. Well,
Jack Wagon.
But we do over facial hair.
That's true.
So, Dave, really the question is, which would you rather be
David
mocked
Duchovny
for?
David Duchovny was the one that I was thinking you would know.
Yeah.
Would you rather be mocked for being off on a movie title or not being able to grow facial hair?
That's true. Got me. I only do that to him every once in a while.
That's true.
I'm doing that right now because it looks like you're trying to grow on the mustache.
I'm really not.
You're really not?
I didn't shave today. Didn't bother with it, so whatever.
When was the last time you shaved?
Yesterday.
Okay. Well, getting better.
Or was it last night? The night before.
Probably the night before.
8 weeks ago.
I think it was the night before last. Oh, well.
Okay.
So road tripping. It doesn't matter.
Let's see.
This is an all audio, so I could have a beard. You don't know.
Okay.
I'm looking right at you.
He lies, listeners.
He lies. He has no beard.
He has the facial hair of a 13-year-old boy.
Just give me like 20 years. You're good.
Yeah.
And it'll still be the mustache and the goatee right down here.
Well, we'll see.
Okay. So I start with a movie or an actor.
Yep.
If I start with an actor, I cannot go with cast, correct?
No, you cannot, because there is no cast to choose from.
Fair enough.
So you would say a movie, and then it would have to be something that actor has been in.
So I am going to open with one of my favorite movies, Lady Hawk, cast.
So much for softballing it.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
I want my point. I don't want him to pull ahead.
Oh boy. Playing like that, are we?
It is a widely seen movie by a popular director with an all-star cast. It shouldn't be that hard.
It doesn't even sound familiar to me. I mean, the title does a little bit, but I've got
nothing to go on. So, and obviously you're pretty confident on this one.
I am absolutely pristinely confident on this one.
All right. Well, then I'm going to bow to you and legitimize your point, if you would.
Okay. Boom. Would you? Do I need to name cast members to legitimize?
If you'd like. You don't have to, but...
Please do.
Just so we have some clue if this comes up again.
How about a young actor named Matthew Broderick?
Matthew Broderick, eh? Okay.
Or Rutger Hauer.
When did this movie come out?
Or Michelle Pfeiffer.
Okay.
I can't remember the guy's name, but the actor who played Cadfael, I believe, is also in it.
Huh. Okay.
And it was directed by Richard Donner.
Okay.
Who directed such lovely movies as Lethal Weapon and Superman.
Okay. Nice.
And it probably would have been out in the 80s.
All right. So it goes to...
Then it goes me? To...
And goes towards
you.
Joel.
And goes to Joel. Yes, that's correct.
Done this once before, and I shall try it again because of Lady Hawk. Beerfest cast.
Oh, man.
It is the ultimate trump card. And I feel bad because...
You know what's funny about this is just a couple weeks ago, I was out in California, and I had the TV on in the morning, and Comedy Central was running the movie Beerfest.
It's a good movie.
And I can remember thinking, I don't know who any of these people are.
It's the Broken Lizard crew. That's like all anybody ever knows. They're just like, it's all of those guys.
Yeah, you know, those guys with the stuff and the, you know.
You did Lady Hawk, man.
This is true, but that actually has star power.
So does this one.
Not much, but some. I'm trying to figure out. I keep looking at, like, the guardrails, and there's, like, a section back there, and it looks like instead of washing off graffiti, they were just like, fuck it. And they just chipped it off. Like, Stone Age style.
Ah, yeah. It did kind of look like that.
Okay, I'm just going to take a crazy stab, and I'm going to say Nick Swartz. And...
No. James Rodet was in it.
What?
James Rodet. He's the messenger that gets killed by the German drinking team.
Jesus Christ. I saw, like, 10 minutes of that movie.
Yeah, it's the one thing I thought... I think I was playing again. Who was over? I think Emily or something. They were like, what's Beer Fest? I'm like, oh, well, it's a movie.
The two guys are going to spread the ashes of their departed whoever
Grandpa
at the beer fest.
Grandpopo, and they have the wooden...
All right, so Dave gets his point.
Yep, woo! So all three of us, all three of us have our points.
What a movie, it's just...
One point each. So, let's see, so it comes to...
Kaneki's on his way to hike, by the way.
Oh, cool. Let's see. So you just went, you served it to Joel, so it means that it's my turn, and I'm going back to Joel. So for my turn,
Ryan Blessed.
Tempting. Very tempting.
You.
You want to go down that road?
I'll go down that road, Lord.
Okay. Ryan Blessed. Movie.
Tarzan.
There you go.
Cast.
Minnie Driver. Movie.
Damn.
I so have this one.
What else have I seen her...
Love her.
...do?
Hold on.
Love her.
I'm not a big... I haven't seen a lot of Minnie Driver's movies at all.
She was like the cute girl next door in like the early 90s. If I remember correctly, she was like in fucking everything.
I don't think she was in everything. She was in a couple things. She was not the cute girl next door, though, for the most part.
Cripes.
But she did make a couple appearances in movies that you must have seen.
I'm sure that I've seen
and that
her.
You wouldn't even recognize her in.
Dude, she looks really weird when she doesn't have her curly hair.
Well, even in one of the performances that I'm thinking of, she had the curly hair. And it wasn't until reading the credits that I realized she was even in the movie.
Huh. Really?
Yeah. What? I obviously can't say until Adam fails. But I really don't want Adam to fail because that would give you a point.
Oh, man.
You have two.
Well,
no, I've got
like right there. See?
I have 8 points.
Like where it's chipped away?
Oh, yeah.
Would that be from the L?
Maybe.
Or I'm just...
It makes me... Thanks for pointing out that the giant overpass that has to support a train
is
crumbling
apart.
And falling apart as we are stuck under it with no chance of getting away. Thank you for that, David.
Welcome.
That makes me feel so good. Comfortable. Safe.
At least we're in a metal
protected box
that couldn't possibly collapse on us. If
under a ton of rubble?
A ton of metal
yeah.
and rubble?
Sarcasm, guys.
God.
Sarcasm.
Oh, Lord,
anyway,
Mini like
Driver movies.
Anyway,
skunk. That's skunk?
I, for the life
like
of
skunk.
Me, I can't think of any that I can positively say, not even to bluff.
And you
at
can't
this
pass
point.
In this game?
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Which I thought was kind of weird.
You should be
so
able to pass.
But then it slows down the game immensely.
Nah,
Emily,
but...
no offense intended, but you would skip a lot. At least a couple times that I've played with her.
Well, this isn't a pass. This is a... I bow out. And, Dave, you've got your point.
What the fuck is that?
You're going to merge onto I-94 East in
where?
A second here.
Okay.
That was my phone
is
telling
that the right
you,
or the left?
Telling you where to go. I can tell you in a second here.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
So the movie that you've definitely seen her in and not known it is, I believe, GoldenEye.
Really?
Yeah.
Who the fuck was she in that?
So, remember the really bad Russian singer in a cowboy outfit?
Oh, shit, really?
That was Minnie Driver.
No
God
way.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
No she was, okay,
way.
Does she have a name in it? Sorry, I'm just curious.
I'm sure she does,
I hope
but
it's
I don't,
like Ivana
I don't think they
or
say
something.
It. I don't think they say it.
Huh.
Oh, it's the same lane I'm in right now,
okay.
So
yep.
I,
you're
I
good.
Don't merge or do anything.
But in 1.8 miles, you're going to take... Exit 45B for Kimball Avenue.
Okay.
Kimball! Detective John Kimball.
Okay.
Name that movie!
Dr. Kimball. The Fugitive.
Oh,
anyway.
Shit. Was
so,
he? Was that? Yeah.
Yeah. Dr.
God,
Kimball.
The Kimballs.
Dude.
This
movie?
Shit
yeah.
jam. What is up with Kimballs in the movie industry?
She was also in Gross Point Blank with
yep.
John
Cusack.
Cusack.
Full circle!
Oh my goodness.
That is the creepiest fucking voice.
It is kind of a creepy voice, you're right.
I was
but
actually
it,
going to say
so
gross.
I need to get over, right?
It tells you
yeah.
how to get places, which is helpful.
It
this
is.
Lane's gonna end anyway.
Okay. Well, that
right
one
lane ends.
Oh, fucker. Sorry.
No,
oh, maybe,
right one.
Maybe not. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe this lane is still good.
The next one over
but yeah.
Up.
So it's
we'll
to me
good.
Then, right?
Yes.
And I'm serving to David?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
And David now has 2 points.
Shit. This is where I lose.
Yes. Dave with 2, me with 1, Joel with 1.
Okay.
Joel to soon
hopefully
have
to
2.
Soon have 2.
Wait, so I went to Joel went to you. Isn't that,
you went,
that wrong?
He went to you, and
yeah.
you failed the point.
So that
so then,
we switch directions now, actually.
Okay.
So,
but it's me,
oh,
and
yeah.
I'm serving
to
so
you.
I'm serving to you?
Yes.
We need that disc with the arrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is where I'm going to go.
Sorry. Snoring kills your mojo.
Nice. But doesn't the snoring happen after you've used your mojo? And it
that's true.
Really wouldn't matter as much.
Unless you're taking, like, a prequital nap.
Same movie. We're actually making progress
whoa,
now. So, we
so this is
Black 3.
Are you ready, Adam?
Yeah.
Shakes the Clown. Cast.
That's a movie?
It is.
Shakes the Clown.
motherfucker.
So note to self, don't play Movie Plug with Joel.
Okay.
He's older than us.
We have a sporting rule where you have to pick something that can be played off of in the first...
It can! It's not my fault you haven't seen the movie.
That's awesome.
And how do I know which movies you have or have not seen?
There are movies that fit within the realm of popular culture.
This does!
That are much more common, where there's an actual chance, so I'm not guessing.
Like Beer Fest?
At least I've heard of Beer Fest. But anyway, yeah.
And
so,
you're up.
Since I can't,
Who's in Shakes the Clown?
Bobcat Goldthwait.
Oh, shit. Oh, my
He's
God.
He's an alcoholic clown.
Yeah.
Right? You know.
Oh, my fucking God.
It's not that obscure.
I didn't know that's what it was called. Yeah. I thought there was a much more serious name to it.
So, my turn to serve to Joel?
Yeah. I guess Joel has a cheap-ass point coming out of that one. So
you say cheap, and I say earned by a vast wealth of knowledge and skill.
Earth Girls Are Easy cast. This movie played on fucking WGN, Comedy Central, and TBS, like, every fucking Saturday. Like, on the first Saturday of summer, they always fucking played this movie.
Okay, you're gonna take a ride up here.
Okay. See, you're not giving Dave crap about this pick.
Earth Girls
He's
are.
Just giving you a taste of your own medicine. So, yeah, I don't know what to tell you.
Mr. Sour Grapes back there. Earth Girls are easy.
Well, now I can be an impartial judge.
You know what? I'm gonna go with Jeff Goldblum.
You're correct.
Boom!
Oh.
See?
Huh?
Well, there you
Wealth
go.
Wealth of knowledge and skill.
I figured you would know. It came out.
Okay.
You were alive.
So it continues.
Okay.
See,
I really want to go cast, because I don't think Adam knows anybody else in this movie, but I don't know anybody else in this movie, so I'm going to have to say movie.
Cool. Then...
Excellent.
Then I'm going to say Top Gear, because he was a guest. And say cast.
Really?
Is this TV shows? Or
yep,
I thought
this
we were
is a TV
movies.
Show. No, buffering rules allow TV shows.
I didn't think you could do like...
I don't think we established
that
at the beginning of this, but okay.
Oh God, of course, now I can't think of any of their fucking names.
Continue on North Campbell Avenue.
And am I just going to keep going straight?
Yep, you're
going
to keep going
Where
straight.
Where the hell is the lane here?
No, this is Chicago.
Yikes. What do we do here?
Looks like I just have to, like, merge in.
If we can do the... Okay, as guests, one Mr. John Cena.
Movie! To me?
Yeah.
Marine.
Yeah!
Cast.
Fuck!
Well, I think you got me there.
Joel wins.
Yep, looks like Joel, you've,
I can't name anybody in the Marine cast outside of Cena.
Wait, Ken Joel, I'm going to call your bluff, actually.
Woo! Sure you want to do that?
Yeah, I'm absolutely sure I want to do that, because I got no other option.
Damn it, now I need to remember his name. And I do sort of know his name.
Ooh, who texted?
It's an email.
Oh. Is that true?
His last name is Patrick. Because he's the guy from the Terminator movie, the Liquid Terminator.
Oh! I can't say anything.
No, you can't.
It's, I want to say Jason Patrick, but I don't think that's right.
Your next move is going to be a left on Fullerton, by the way.
Okay. Do we know when Fullerton is?
It's up a couple streets.
All right.
Because
says Friendship Chinese is right over here.
Yep.
Yeah, it sounds like right over there.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
All the scaffolding is gone now.
That's what fucked with me. I was like, what the what?
I'm going with Jason Patrick.
Jason Patrick.
Look up T2. Or, well, no, that was...
Yeah, it would be T2.
Yeah.
I'm going to search for the Marine, actually.
Yeah. I was going to say, why not just go straight to the Marine?
That's true.
Or actually, Jason Patrick, IMDb.
At work.
It picked up you saying, at work.
Oof.
Jason Patrick, IMDb. Okay. Let's see who this is. Was he in The Marine? Full filmography. It's not under the list of what he's known for.
Poodles.
Oh. You said Jason Patrick, right?
Yeah.
I do not see it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Can I see what his name is?
Do you know the guy's name?
I don't.
It's something Patrick. Or
Sean
Patrick?
I'm thinking Sean Patrick Flannery.
Okay. So...
What was his name?
I'm going to do a search for...
The Marine.
The Marine.
Yeah.
The Marine.
And you said I want a right or a left on Fullerton.
You're going to take a left on Fullerton.
Okay.
John Cena. Ah. It was Robert Patrick.
Robert Patrick! Damn it!
Yep.
I was like half right.
Half point.
Yes, so...
So everybody has two.
Everybody has 2 points.
Shall we call this a draw as well, considering we're, like, not too far away from...
We're like a block away. Which is kind of a bummer.
This is a car ride of equality.
A little bit of an anticlimactic finale, but maybe... Maybe we'll make this a continuation. We'll resolve this in part two of the C2E2 weekend bonus track. So, thanks for tuning into this one. And we will see you in the next bonus track.
We won't see you anyway.
Well, you'll hear us in the next bonus track.
Well done. Turn right onto North
Spalding Avenue. There we go.
North what?
North
Spalding Avenue.
Is that this?
Yep.
Yep. There you go. All right. Well, until next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Say bye-bye, Joel.
Goodbye, Joel.